Okay, hey guys, how you doing?
Hi, Mark.
Hi.
How are you guys?
Good.
Yeah, it's Saturday afternoon in the mag room.
All around the world you can hear them. Hey, hey, hey. Talking about using kind of funny stuff. Hey, hey, hey. Mag room. Mag room. The mag room. The mag room.
We have a guest. We're doing a new segment that Mark has thought up.
I did?
Called, yeah. It's called What It's Like to Be a Blank.
7-year-old.
And today we're going to talk about what it's like to be a 7-year-old. We have a funeral director coming up at some point, but that's going to be our new theme. What is it like to be a blank? And we're going to ask questions
of
the
guest. Of a 7-year-old?
Well, that's today. What's it like to be a
but the
blank?
Questions the blank I prepared are for the funeral director, though.
We should ask. You can ask the same questions, I guess.
Okay.
All right. Are you doing the first question, Mark?
Yeah.
So I didn't actually make this up, folks. I just got surprised by this. What am I doing? I'm just going to ask him a question about what it's like to be a 7-year-old.
Yes, yeah, that's our thing. What is it like to be a blank? And today, we have a 7-year-old on the show.
What are you most...
Or a first grader. You could think first grader as well.
What are you most scared of, Teddy?
Monsters at the night.
Monsters in the night?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm scared. Yeah. I guess I would be scared of them, too. Have you ever seen one?
No.
Where do you think they live?
Under my bed.
So you believe there's monsters under your bed?
Mm-hmm.
That's such a common thing. What makes you think that? Like, you've looked under your bed and you've never seen them, right?
Yeah.
Plus, there's no room under your bed. There's a mattress under your bed.
Yeah, you got to think about it that way. Any monster that can fit under there is tiny and you could beat it up.
They're really skinny.
Really skinny. Yeah, then you could beat them up because you're big and tough.
And they're invisible.
Oh, and they're invisible.
Oh, well, that'll make it hard. That's a hard fight to win.
Yeah.
You know what you should do is throw baby powder under your bed every night.
What?
You should throw baby powder under your bed every night, and then that'll stick to the... Because you can't see them because they're invisible, but it'll cover their bodies nonetheless.
It's like throwing a dust, and then you could see what's invisible.
What, the dust will land... Yeah.
You've seen it in the movies.
Have you ever thought about this logically before? The whole monsters under the bed thing?
No.
No? All right.
Does Mark, do you have questions for Ted? Okay, please. Questions for Ted?
Like I said, most of mine were about what it's like to work with the dead. I'm kind of going off the cuff here. Teddy, what... What's the worst? What's like the most embarrassed you've ever been? Did you ever like poop your pants at school and try to hide it or anything like that? I remember doing that in third grade.
No.
Mark pooped his pants at school in third grade?
I think it was third grade.
I never.
Like I sneezed? Have you ever done that before when you sneeze?
Wow, that happens to you a lot.
Oh, me. You're looking at Teddy, but you mean me.
Yeah, to you, Mark.
Okay. Yeah. I've had a lifelong like...
I don't
poop
nothing.
And fire.
Nothing.
Nothing's embarrassing for you.
Have you ever... What's the most you've ever gotten hurt? Have you ever broken your arm? Broken your leg? Anything like that?
One of my classmates has broken one of his bones, his finger, and his arm.
What did he do? How did he break it?
One of the times he was trying to do a 360 on his balance board.
What's that, like a skateboard?
I don't know.
How did you just tell me the story then? Did you tell?
He just told me that.
Why don't you ask him questions like when you're like, hey, what's a balance board? Or you just laugh.
Oh, he just said, oh, I broke this on my balance board. And you didn't say,
actually,
what's a balance board?
I know what it is. It's like, I know what it is. It's like a It's like a thing that it's like a little thing on the floor that you put on the floor, and then there's like a loop, and then there's two things on this side, and you put stand on those things, your feet, and he was trying to spin around on it.
It sounds dangerous.
He broke his arm and one finger?
No, he broke his finger doing something else. I don't know how.
Installing the balance board? You didn't laugh at that, Teddy. Did you get what I said?
What was your question for this?
What is the most, Teddy, the most wonderful part of your day?
Getting stuffies.
You like stuffies.
Have you ever shot a handgun?
What's a handgun?
Like a gun. Like it's a 9mm. Have you ever shot a gun before?
No. I've shot a Nerf gun.
We used to go to like abandoned... have you ever been on an abandoned construction site, Teddy?
No.
I feel like this is the scene in Airplane. Do you like Gladiator movie?
Have you ever been underneath? You guys have these things like when a river runs under a road, the little, what do they call the little tunnels under those?
You have been on one of those.
Have you ever been in like a culvert under a street?
I don't remember.
Near the library. We were just doing it the other day.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Cool story.
What do you think's changed since we were in first grade? Anything?
You don't go to abandoned construction sites anymore. Let's see. What did I remember from being in first grade? Do you like, are there kids in your class that the way they dress, you want to dress like them? You know what I mean?
No.
You just like to dress like you like, you just wear what you want to wear?
Yeah.
What do you usually wear?
I don't know.
Well, what are your favorite shirts?
I don't have a favorite shirt.
You don't have any shirts that you like?
I like all my shirts.
Every single one. Exactly the same?
Yep.
I wish I was like you. Do there any girls that like you at all? Like girlfriends? Do you have any girlfriends? Oh, I'm not allowed to ask that? Oh.
Come on. You got to talk, Teddy. You're on a podcast. Answer some questions. Are all your friends your age, or do you have friends that are like 2 and 3 years older than you? And then describe them.
I have friends that are 1 year, I mean 1 year less older than me.
That's
and my friends are the
what's
same
older,
older
man?
Than me. There's lots of people.
That your age? Is 1 year less older the same? That mean they're the same age as you? He's blew
no.
my mind.
That means they're
a year younger.
That means they were born.
Go on. I want to hear your math here.
That means they're 6.
And you're 7. So they're 1 year less older. Gotcha. What's his name? What's your friend's name, the less older guy?
Jizani? Yeah.
Who's your... You have that one friend who has the coolest name. What's his name?
Jizani's a pretty cool name.
It is a cool one, but... It starts with a B.
Blaze.
Ugh.
He's
I like
pretty
Jizani better.
Tiny person.
He's what?
He's a tiny person?
Yeah.
Like... What do you mean?
He's really short.
Like unnaturally short?
No, he's not. He's not. That
like a little
his
person?
But his whole family's like short.
Okay, he's not that short. I've seen him.
Kind of short.
Blaze, what did he say he wanted to change his name to?
Fire.
Sonic.
Sonic. He
oh,
wanted
that's
to change
even better
his
than
name.
Blaze. Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Hi, my name's
no,
Sonic.
It
nice to meet you.
No, it isn't.
How much shorter is he than you are? Like, does his head come up to your shoulders?
I think he's like 40, like 5 inches, and I'm like
Are you making these numbers up, Jared? I mean, is he making these numbers up, Jared?
I think he's literally 45 or 40 inches.
And how tall are you?
You're putting on an act, Teddy. You talk way more than you are. I want to hear this.
I'm 52 inches.
So you're like 4 foot four, and he's what?
So you know the height of your friend in your grade.
We measured people.
Like in gym class or something.
And he was he was 41.
41, and you're what? 52? You're a foot taller than him? Holy cow.
There's one person named Owen in my class that he's 57 and he's 57 inches.
Are you tall? Are you tall for your class?
He's tall for his class, yeah. But not as tall as Owen.
Owen's bigger though. So do you think you could beat Owen in an arm wrestling match?
I don't think anybody in my class has beat him.
No?
You guys do a lot of arm wrestling in your class?
Well, actually, lots of people arm wrestle in first grade.
Really?
Yeah. Like at lunch, most people.
So they don't eat lunch because you have like 18 minutes for lunch. So instead they arm wrestle.
Like once and then.
And then winner gets the other guy's lunch. The other person doesn't eat.
Money? Oh. Is it money? Cash? Just pride?
No,
just pride?
They just get it.
Does everybody go nuts when somebody wins?
Do you gather around?
Nobody barely even sees.
No.
You just do it like off in a corner somewhere?
They might as well go to an abandoned construction site and arm wrestle.
No, what do you see the construction site?
So do you know about what your record would be? Your
have
arm
you
wrestling
ever
record?
Arm wrestled?
I have.
Oh boy.
How do you do? You're pretty good?
How do you do?
Oh, he's going to do it right now.
Yeah, it's pretty good. How do you do at lunch? You haven't beat Owen, obviously, but.
You said nobody's beaten Owen.
Yeah.
Do you want to beat him? Probably, right?
No, I don't want to.
Yeah, you do. You want to be the champ, don't you?
Yeah, there's a lot of heavy head with becoming the champ.
Well.
I just want to ask you a question. What's with all this
abandoned construction sites? We have
Mark used to live. He grew up as a baby in an abandoned construction site.
So now that I say I should have not used the word abandoned.
You
it was
promise.
Yeah, well, yeah,
he
it
was. And
yeah,
then
totally.
his parents found him there when he was four.
Then we fled Serbia and came to the United States.
And he raised him after. And that's why he wears that mask.
Because I can't go back to Serbia, Teddy.
He's still
I'm never going back to Serbia, Teddy. Don't you ever, if you tell any Serbians about me.
I think you are a lot.
I think I'm telling the truth. So how about you answer my question? What was it?
What's his arm wrestling record?
Oh, yeah. Well, I feel like I had something else, too. Oh, but didn't you ask me about construction sites? It wasn't an abandoned. Now that I think about it, when I moved into my neighborhood, there were some, they'd start building houses. They weren't abandoned. They were just mid-construction, and maybe the winter came or whatever. But, like, I remember the people that lived next door to the judges, when their house was getting built, we used to go down there, and I'm not going to tell you the things that we used to do because you're not supposed to tell kids those types of things, but you, like, did mischief in there. So if you ever stumble upon houses that are being built, back in the 80s, we used to hang out in there and throw rocks at each other and look at dirty magazines and steal beers and stuff like that. I was just wondering if that was the type of thing that you used to do. You're looking at me like I'm insane, so I'm guessing that's not something you do. I should have stopped 3 minutes ago. Great talking to you. We done?
I still don't think you're true.
But the second part was true. The first part where I fled Serbia because I grew up in an abandoned warehouse.
Was only half true.
That was half true.
Mark can't say the country he fled from because he would get in trouble. Ted, I have a question for you. Do you know what a Happy Meal is?
Not chicken or pork.
Wow.
Because those are things you don't like? I see. So a meal that makes you happy.
Yeah.
So you don't know what a Happy Meal is.
What's a Happy Meal?
That was okay, your real answer?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Mark, do you remember Happy Meals?
I do. I don't think I'm ruining anything by this, but I Googled, you said me you were going to talk about Happy Meals. So I Googled it. Do you guys eat, Teddy, do you like Go-Gurt? Have you ever had Go-Gurt before?
I haven't, but I've heard of it.
I looked up what's in Happy Meals now, and it's the burger, it's fries, then you get like a sweet or a something or whatever. And one of the options is Go-Gurt. And I just hated the word Go-Gurt and the...
Oh, as your side or something?
It comes in a tube. I mean, I like yogurt, but I just... The word, I don't know, something about a tube. It said it was a tube of Go-Gurt. And I just thought that sounded really...
So it's not even a tube of yogurt. It's a
some
which
other,
is a Go-Gurt, but it's a tube of Go-Gurt. It's not even real.
Well, I don't know. I guess I thought yogurt. I thought maybe Go-Gurt was just a brand of yogurt, but maybe it's not yogurt. I don't know. I just didn't like the word go. I don't like words with the letter U in them at all. And the word Go-Gurt was just making me grossed out. But I didn't check to see if Go-Gurt was actual yogurt. I just assumed it was yogurt that was marketed or branded as Go-Gurt by some company.
I know it is a brand, but now it's making me wonder if it's actually yogurt. So they introduced an adult Happy Meal, and it was introduced by Erwin Frost, who is an artist. He masterminded the new adult Happy Meals, introduced 6 new characters. So the first one was named Erwin Frost.
Oh, okay.
He's an artist.
And he named a McDonald's character after himself?
He did.
So I'm already, why even bother doing this story? That's going to make me pissed. Now your son's
here,
I'm going to swear.
Do you want to hear about Erwin Frost?
Totally.
He's the mayor of Frostway, and he's a true champion of the buddies and encourages them to be themselves.
What?
In his free time, catch him adding art to his collection or fixing things around the neighborhood.
Something.
Is this the character or the guy?
Dad doesn't
That's the
actually,
character in the Happy Meals that you could get.
Dad okay. doesn't actually know this. He's just reading it.
Yeah, that's how the news works,
Teddy.
Yeah.
You think Tom Brokaw just knows everything?
The next guy is Don Bernice.
Wait. I don't get it. They're not McDonald's characters at all. They're just dudes they know, like...
You know who Don Bernice is?
No, but this is just... I mean, characters don't have a first... it wasn't like Hamburglar Anderson, right? It was just the Hamburglar.
Maybe it was. We didn't know the backstory. Don Bernice is an experienced fashion designer who creates all the outfits for the buddies.
This doesn't make any sense. Offering
stern advice.
So the buddies are people that hang out at McDonald's? Are we the buddies?
These are the McNugget buddies, these 6 people.
Oh, okay.
That's
so
what
did
you
I miss
get
that
with
part?
Your Happy
So you get 6
I
McNuggets.
Didn't, I didn't say that at the beginning.
6 McNuggets, each of which has these distinct personalities.
Yeah, you get a Happy Meal and you get one of these McNugget buddies.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Collect them all.
That's great. Okay, so Don Bernice. What?
All right, the next one is Uptown Mo.
I think I like Don Bernice, but I like guys with a first and last name. That's funny to me.
He's the neighborhood hero, the no-nonsense, street-smart, supportive guy from around the block.
Uptown
Everyone
what?
Everyone knows
Mo?
And loves. Yeah. He gives the best motivational speeches on a whim.
Okay. And it's a chicken nugget. That he gets eaten.
Wafutu is the next one.
Oh, yeah, you gotta get some ethnic stuff in there.
Yep, the curious optimist who grew up in Frostway and was raised by the whole neighborhood.
Sad that the curious optimist grew up.
She was found in an abandoned construction site.
To get dropped into a fryer and eaten by a 7-year-old.
What?
Yeah, she was found in an abandoned construction site.
I don't know about these abandoned instruction sites.
All right, two more. The next one is, this one you'll like, Brick.
What did he spell?
The most, B-R-R-R-I-C-K. Yeah, he's the most adventurous buddy, who speaks in puns, loves trying new things, Christ. And techno music.
Oh, my God. He's all right, so that's the guy I would eat first. I would leave him in the fryer for an extra 5 seconds. Techno and music then, and puns? Those are two things that I absolutely loathe.
Imagine that was your new friend who joined the first grade.
Oh, I don't want Brick. Mark, I'm not calling you Brick. I'm calling you Brick.
This is your new friend, Brick, Mark. He loves techno music and puns, and he's your seat partner.
How come you don't have a last name like Don Nardozzi over there? Brick.
Or Bernice.
Nobody will claim you. Nobody wants you, Brick.
The last one is Darla.
I bet she's sort of sassy.
She's a soft-spoken yet peacefully confident singer who moved to Frostway to pursue her dream of becoming a superstar as the lead singer of the Frostettos.
Does this stuff sound interesting to you, Teddy? Would you be interested in collecting Chicken McNugget figurines?
They look creepy.
All right, so Mark, run and get your adult Happy Meal.
I forgot that's an adult Happy Meal. Like, I'm supposed to be interested in that, not Teddy.
Yep. Yeah, they get a news story. People love collecting things, right? They think they're going to be worth money someday.
When I was a child, I loved baseball cards when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Like, some of my most fond memories of being 7 years old. I was probably more like 9 and 10 when it started, but maybe I was 7, 8. But I hung out with these. So I had friends all that were older than me, but like Alex, this one kid, Alex, we used to trade baseball cards. And I loved going down to his house with my stack of cards and trading stuff. I don't know. I've come to realize I was just my floors. I was fixing my floors I had talked about a while back. And this week, I started sort of laying my new, what I'm going to have is the finished product. And
all right. Exciting.
And I was cleaning my house out and throwing things away. And I thought I should talk about this on the podcast. I wanted to apologize to anybody who's given me Christmas presents over the past 5 years or so. I threw out a lot of things that I was given as Christmas presents.
Oh, wow.
Anything that wasn't clothing or jewelry, I pretty much got rid of this past weekend.
Oh, my. Yeah, you always give away mine before you even use it. So that's...
Well, no, I still have that bag that you got me.
Oh, wow, there you go.
Yep. But yeah, I didn't throw that out. Adult Happy Meals, you're a loser if you're into collecting Chicken McNugget figurines.
So I just thought that was interesting about collectibles and people like collecting things. And I think as a kid, there are certain things that people have collected since we were kids.
Also, I have something to say to Mark.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Why are you wearing a funny mask right now?
Oh, now it's okay. Yeah, you always do. You get a chance to ask me and Mark questions, too. I didn't give you that chance.
Just because I'm Cameron. We talk about it every time. I'm just shy. So there's no real good reason. I'm not trying to become a luchador like your father said before.
Or he wasn't abandoned construction site.
I'm just shy.
He doesn't want people to see his face.
That's it?
That's weird.
Any other questions? You got any questions for me?
I think that answer is not true.
Okay, well.
You think I'm just a pathological liar for some reason? Did I lie to you in the past?
I do tell him a lot of things that aren't, like when he asks me questions, I'll just tell him things that aren't true and he...
Oh, just make up answers?
Yeah, well, usually when he's like,
too.
Are we there yet? How long? And I'll say, first time I'll tell him the right time. Then he asks me again. Yes, he did, yes. Do you want to ask him about that?
Why'd you get the fake dollar bill?
Donald Trump $1,000 bill.
I was in a car accident. Must have been... 2-3 weeks ago, and the car that I hit, like the trunk, I hit it really hard. The trunk popped open and all this stuff. and the guy that was driving the car, like out where I live, there's a lot of woods. So if you're going west, this happened on Indian Town Road, kind of in between Jupiter Farms and Indian Town. And the guy's, the hood popped open, or the trunk popped open, and all this stuff came flying out, and found out later it was like drugs and money and stuff like that. And the guy that I hit just took off into the woods, and they never found him, but I, like, the cops came, and there was just this car full of all this stuff. So they were picking the stuff up, up the road. Like, there was bales of cocaine. There was bad grown-up stuff in there. And he had all this money, and then they had these fake Donald Trump dollar bills, which were some counterfeit. They were being used in, like, Malaysia or something. And so once all the accident had gotten all cleaned up and stuff, there were a few of them just laying around. So I picked them up, and I thought they were funny, so I sent them to your dad. I sent one to your dad.
What do you think about that?
I kind of believe you.
Okay.
Kind of believe me?
What would they use the money? How would they use that money counterfeit-wise?
I hadn't worked that part of the story out in my head yet.
Sorry.
Why hide it in his trunk?
Maybe you could help me.
Why? I wonder why he hid it in his trunk.
Well, you wouldn't want to put it in the seat of your car.
Yeah, no one can see in your trunk.
So put it under the seat of your car.
So you believe that story, but not the one that about me being shy, huh? That's cool.
Do you have any questions for me?
Did the cops go and try to find him?
Yeah, but it's swampy. Do you know anything about Florida? You've been here before. Remember how behind Jared's sister's house, it's kind of wet and marshy? It's like that everywhere. So the road goes through this marshland, and if you take off into the swamps, it's kind of hard to find you. But they have police choppers, and they have drones and everything nowadays. Police dogs, of course. They have police
They never found it. I bet he got eaten by an alligator.
Well, they have police alligators down here, too.
What?
They have police alligators to track people through the swamps. Now, they don't, like, my city only has, like, two of them, but they train them to go through the swamps and find suspects and bite. You know, they bite. That's how they get them. They bite them, but they don't kill them. They bring them back. They train them not to kill them.
You can tell because they wear a police hat. That's how you can tell.
He's lying, Teddy. They don't really wear a police hat. They don't, but they wear a jacket. They do have a jacket on their little arms.
Like, that's true.
Are there actually police alligators?
Yeah, they don't wear jackets, but yeah, they train alligators.
Are they trained to get every single person?
Well, that doesn't happen that often. This is the first time it's happened since 1997.
What happened in 1997?
Well, I mean here. They haven't had to deploy a police alligator here since 1997.
I actually kind of trust you on that one, too. But I don't trust you about the weird construction sites.
Okay. All right, so this was actually an email we got. It was from another podcast, The Mooshroom Report, sent us an email.
Okay.
It said, you guys should talk about weird foods and weird ways to eat foods, because I love food. And I thought that'd be another good one with Teddy to think of what's the weirdest thing you've ever eaten, Ted?
You ever eaten liver?
No.
You ever eaten a bug?
No.
Booger?
Actually, I have eaten a bug.
On purpose?
Yeah.
Where?
Which bug?
Thailand?
A stink bug.
You ate a stink bug on purpose?
Is that because you lost an arm wrestling contest and that's what you had to do?
When I was a baby, and that you made me spit it out.
Oh.
Did you spit it out?
I don't remember this.
And I don't know how it tastes.
No. Probably I'm
stinky.
Sure it tasted terrible.
Nothing could taste stinky.
And would you ever eat a human meatball?
A meatball made out of human person meat?
No. No, definitely not.
Okay. Mark, because Mark said he would. Should we wrap it up, Teddy? Thank you for being on the show as our first guest in the What It's Like to Be themed episode.
Maybe I'll come on next time.
Yeah, another time. Maybe another time.
Yeah, maybe not next time.
Yeah. But every time.
Every time.
Every time.
Well, you have to wait till you're 8 so that we could say what it's like to be an 8-year-old.
When you were 1 year less younger than you are now.
Or you could get a job.
Would you say more younger or less younger if you were being older?
More younger.
More younger.
More
older. More older.
Less younger.
Less younger.
Less 1 year less younger.
Wes Unger? Wasn't that an actor?
Wes Unseld was a basketball player.
Who was the guy who was on the Odd Couple?
Oh, Felix Unger.
Felix Unger.
It's such a bad... Anything with the letter U in it. Do you guys have any U's in your names?
I didn't
Michelle,
know. I didn't
Brennan,
know. I didn't know you were such an anti-U guy.
I didn't until today, until I saw Go-Gurt, and I almost threw up in my mouth. The word Gurt, like, if you...
So if somebody it, please send Mark a case of Go-Gurt
they
so he
wrote,
can try
they, I think they spell it G-O Marker. Hyphen G-U-R-T, Marker. And the suffix Gurt.
Imagine you were Margert.
McGurt?
Yeah.
Maybe with Marker. A K. I could be McGurk.
How about Merk?
McGurk.
Instead of Mark, his parents were like, you look like a Merc.
Mark McGurk. Mark McGurk actually is kind of cool. Maybe I'm not anti all yous.
Okay, are we going to wrap it up?
Oh, you got somewhere to be? You got a big arm wrestling tournament to enter?
Yeah, he's got to go do his training, his daily training. All right, produced by Don Bernice.
Don Bernice.
Fact checked by Bill. Theme song by Megan Yellox. Social media by Cousin Paul. Make sure you go to Instagram at the Magroom Pod. Send us an email at themagroom@hotmail.com. Our email we got today was actually sent to our old email address, so please try to send to the new email address.
Yeah.
Or you could send a letter or a fax. Hashtag put down your phone this week. Hashtag don't kill your wife. Any last words, Ted?
Oh, watch the Magroom always.
I like it.
It's pretty good.
Do you know what we do at the end? If you still can't win an arm wrestling contest, you should always
stick.
Do you know what we say at the end of that?
Stick.
At the end of the episode, can you read it?
Stick.
Right here.
Stick with
the Magroom and
everything. That's a hard one.
Everything
else
is
cream cheese.
Cream cheese.
Now, can you say it all together?
Stick with the Magroom and everything else is cream cheese.
Ooh, ooh, I like Magroom. I like Magroom. Ooh, ooh, Magroom is good.
Magroom is good.
Ooh, ooh, I like Magroom.
I like Magroom.
Ooh, ooh, Magroom is good.
Magroom is good.
The Magroom's good.
Ooh, ooh, I like Magroom.
I like Magroom.
Ooh, ooh, Magroom is good.
Magroom is good.
When you're older, it's hard to remember when you were 7.